From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. This afternoon, Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles apologized to hundreds of church members who claim they were abused by Roman Catholic clergy.
I have come to understand far more deeply than I ever could the impact of this terrible sin and crime that has affected their lives.
Cardinal Mahoney spoke after his archdiocese agreed to pay $660 million to victims of sexual abuse. This settlement is four times bigger than what Boston or any other diocese has paid out. The agreement to settle in Los Angeles heads off 15 civil lawsuits, one of which was supposed to go to trial tomorrow. We begin our program tonight with this report from NPR's religion correspondent, Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
For the past 6 weeks, Stephen Sanchez has been preparing for trial, and this is a story he would have told the jury. When he was 9 years old, Sanchez met Father Clinton Hagenbeck, who is in charge of training the altar boys at his local parish. Sanchez says Hagenbeck lured him and other boys to his room against the rules of the parish.
The lifestyle that he had with the kids in their room was kind of like a fraternity house. Alcohol, pornography, guns, a lot of stuff that would make a young teenager want to hang around there.
Eventually, Sanchez says, the priest began to sexually abuse him. He likens it to being, quote, a weak man in prison. The abuse lasted through his teens. It was not until 2001 that Sanchez came forward. That was when Sanchez's two brothers and more than a dozen other men revealed that they, too, had been abused. Sanchez is one of more than 500 victims who sued the archdiocese for covering up the abuse by some 220 clerics. After 5 years of negotiations, lawyers for the archdiocese and the plaintiffs came to an agreement on Saturday. J. Michael Hennigan, the lead lawyer for the church, says they needed to get everyone in line, and not just the archdiocese.
12 different insurance companies and participating religious orders as well. So I think it was the looming trial date that got everybody's attention fixed sufficiently so we could get this deal done.
But Jeffrey Anderson, an attorney representing Sanchez and more than 100 others in the suit, sees another catalyst. Cardinal Roger Mahoney was going to be one of the first witnesses called to the stand.
He was going to be required to talk about his role in the concealment, not only involving Father Clinton Hagenbeck, but all the other clerical offenders that he has protected for so many years. So the trial for this archdiocese and this cardinal would be more than devastating.
The archdiocese expects to pay $250 million in cash, with insurance picking up the rest. To raise the money, Attorney Hennigan says, the archdiocese will sell off properties, including its main administration center.
It's going to be financially painful. There is going to be the liquidation of assets in order to fill the holes that are being created by this settlement. But we are confident that no essential ministries will be compromised.
According to the settlement, which is expected to be signed by Superior Court Judge Haley Fromholz, the church will allow documents about the accused priests to be released to the public. But Steve Sanchez is skeptical because the judge will decide which files to release. In other cases, priests have objected on privacy grounds and the documents remained sealed. Sanchez says he feels somewhat deflated.
I wanted to have my case tried out and heard by a jury of my peers and air it out in public, you know, what the archdiocese has done to cover up all of these cases.
And now you don't get that?
No.
Each plaintiff will get about $1.3 million, but Sanchez says that won't bring back his childhood. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.